Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 144, recorded on August 9th, 2013.
I'm Brent Covalin.
I'm Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And what we have tonight for you is a show.
A show amongst shows.
Is it really a show?
A big, powerful, cool show.
It's such a show, the kids are calling it a shiz-o.
No, they're not.
No, I don't think they're saying
really
that.
Not.
That's hip. These
no.
Days.
No. Yeah.
The shizzle.
Yeah, I think 14 years ago, maybe.
The shizzle with the old bizzles.
No.
14 years, maybe. 15. 16, oh, yeah. 20 years
is that
ago.
Good?
I can name that outdated term in...
Back when Snoop Dogg was still a dog.
Yep. He wasn't a lion at that point in time.
It's true.
So we're not going to have a guest today, huh?
Nope. Instead, we're going to have...
Is it because we don't have any friends?
Yeah, we're friendless.
That's terrible.
That is terrible. But what's great is we're going to have many, many, many weird strangers on the show tonight.
They're all strangers? There's not going to be anybody that we know that calls us up?
Well, it'd be cool if we actually recognize somebody who calls in. We'll see. We'll see who calls in. Maybe Notch will call in.
I'm sure he's waiting.
You know?
Right?
Maybe Dinnerbone.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, hey, he's already on the line. Hey, please hold Notch. Let's get some weirdos.
Yeah, we had a bunch of guests planned. Lydia was going to be on the show. We were going to do it this weekend, but she had to do it next weekend because she's on travel or business or both.
Yeah.
Something.
She's a Mojangsta. They're all over the place.
And then Luckland was streaming.
Yeah.
Basher doesn't like us anymore, so he won't respond to
us. Right. Joe Hills is on a deadline for some real jobs.
Joe Hills, yeah, yeah. Mark reminded me that he was on the show like last week, so he's like, maybe he'll do it later.
Yeah.
So he's
going
to come back, though. He's going to be back.
Yeah, yeah.
So we just kind of had a black hole tonight. We just said, you know what? Let's take it to the fans. Let's take it to the streets.
Let's fill our black hole with fans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wes loves filling his black hole.
Let's pour it out on the sidewalk for our homies.
Yes.
For Dick Clark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It done been done.
It done been done. So, but
so how are we going to do this? We're going to open up the phone lines, the Skype lines. So
awesome.
If you're listening live in chat, we already told folks, but we'll tell you once again. Remember, this is probably pre-recorded, so if you're not listening live, don't do this. But add us on Skype, Dead Workers. And don't ask me why we don't make a fake account just to use it for this, because, fun. Anyway, we're not going to actually add you, but it will put you in the list of callers, and then we'll call you up when we need callers, and we'll talk to you. Make sure you're... microphone works, so talk to the Skype lady, and she will instruct you on how to get the vocal goddity, epicness.
I don't know what you're saying.
Palooza,
something.
A boodle.
A boodle.
Sure.
A booble.
Okay.
So now that we have that straight, let's go ahead and talk about our fine sponsors this week.
Let's do that.
Something weird. We have absolutely zero server sponsors this week.
Oh my goodness. Websites.
That's okay.
That's so strange.
It's okay. But we do have some awesome individual sponsors this week. The first one here is Seth, who says,
I love Canada.
He loves Canada.
Yeah.
So that wasn't
well
really
in
random.
The next 5 minutes.
It wasn't random, but
in the next 5 minutes randomly yell, I love Canada.
Okay.
That's what he wants. So
I got the time.
I know.
Roughly
I
we'll have to.
I was like reading his words and his intention, you know.
So in 5 minutes,
sort of
when you hear us yell, I love Canada,
yeah.
That's Seth's doing.
We do have another sponsor from last week, Daily Dose. We sang a song last week for Daily Dose. We're not going to do that again.
Daily Dose, Daily Dose.
It's doing the things that a daily dose does.
I love Canada!
And then next we have Gleep, who says,
if it smells like garlic fries in here. It smells like garlic fries in here. Does
in
it?
Here?
I think he's talking about wherever
really?
They are. He or
I mean, it's kind of weird and funky.
Where are you, Gleep? Sometimes.
Gleep!
Oh.
That's the name of Skeev's dragon in the myth series, by the way.
Nice.
Gleep.
Oh, is it?
So that's all I can think of when I see the name. Gleep!
Oh, he's got elite threes, though.
It's a baby dragon. He's...
And our final sponsorship is from Dill Osmond, who says...
It's Dill Osmond, not Dilly, Dally, Dolly, Dilly, Dugga, Osmond.
Dial.
It's Dill.
Dial is what evidently other
Did
people
Did you say it wrong last, Dill last Osmond. Week?
Well, it's D-Y-L is the name, right. So
yeah.
Uh-huh. It's giving us the
That is
proper.
The
Dillio. But I didn't even Greg. Read the pronunciation, and I said it right. What does it say about me?
It says a lot. Like, too much.
It says you like fans in the black hole.
You like garlic fries. Garlic flies.
Garlic flies.
I do.
Speaking of garlic flies, since we're talking about sponsoring stuff, how about we get that first call on the line here?
Oh, no. Is this going to be scary?
It will be scary because we have no clue how this is going to go. This is absolutely live.
This is live.
Absolutely live.
And it's Ant Venom. No? Wait, who is this?
No.
Do we have somebody?
How's this? Is this Jordan?
Hello.
How are you doing
Hello.
Today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic.
Yes, sir. And Notch is here, and he's doing good, too. Aren't you, Notch?
Absolutely.
All right.
Hey,
so.
So did you have a question or a comment you wanted to make?
I just got to say, you know, awesome show you guys got going here, and... Always watch it every night. And this is Sergeant Mays, by the way, from the chat room.
Oh, Sergeant Mays. Hello. Yeah.
Very
so,
cool.
So, Sergeant Mays, can you tell us more about how awesome we are?
Wes loves this part.
No, you're so awesome. How can I go higher than awesome?
I figured you would ask, like, so tell us the reasons why you hate us.
And no.
Why you hate
us? I was
going to
go a different direction.
That's
like,
other people.
Oh. Which person in the chat room do you wish wasn't there?
Oh,
what do you like least about the game Minecraft?
Nice. You don't have to answer.
Yeah, we're all positive here. That's all right. Well, thank you for calling
do we
in.
Since we're on stat, do we want to find out what he did this week in Minecraft?
Hey, that's a good
sure.
idea.
What
sure.
did you do in Minecraft this week, sir?
Well, this week I've been playing in a private server that I usually play with my friends, and, you know,
what's
we're going
that address?
In a town, so I got a skyscraper going up and stuff. And
nice.
I've
Are
been
you making
getting
it out of cobblestone?
Feed the beast a little bit again.
Ooh, feed the
yeah.
beast. Now, which direction are you going? Are you going, like Greg Tech? Are you going Magicraft? What are you doing?
More a Greg Tech way, yeah.
Okay. I feel sorry for you.
Greg Tech.
Godspeed, young man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. We're going to let you go there, Jordan. Thanks for
right,
calling
thank
in.
You.
Or Sergeant.
Good talking to you.
Thanks.
So that went well. We didn't get any cuss
yeah,
words. You got to bleep.
Yeah,
not a single Bubba Booey.
Yeah, and he's a regular, you know. I mean, it's cool, like. You know, any regular who wants to call in and let it be known.
And speaking of this week in the show, we did some stuff. We played a match of basically our hardcore. Some people don't so much think it's hardcore.
And, it's kind of hardcore.
And yeah, we won't spoil the surprise, the ending, but it's on our Dead Workers Play channel if you want to go take a look at it.
Yep. There
yeah,
is a surprise.
It was insane.
It really turns out like you would not expect.
Yeah, like all these multiple camera angles. We had RP Gamer 99 and High on Definition being a third party cameraman, basically. And then we had our views, and it was all edited together. It was really good, I thought. I mean, even though I was in it, but like Brent edited it. So when I saw it, I was just like, whoa. So I think we're going to do a lot more of these. And actually, speaking of hardcore, maybe it should be wacky core.
Wacky core.
Hmm? Would that more. Would that explain
wacky.
It better?
I don't know.
Wacky core?
Wacky core?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It's just
it's
a
weird word. Wacky is just a weird word.
World.
Yeah. Like, you know, geek kind of became a word that was like, you don't mind being called a geek, really, right? You know?
Yeah.
But a long time ago.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was a bad thing. Wacky to me is almost like that. Like, no one goes, you're wacky, man. You go, thanks. Like, it's almost a cut down,
I don't,
even if it's okay that you're wacky, like
yeah.
Weird Al.
Yeah.
He's kind of wacky.
Yeah. Like, what about, like, Basher? He's wacky.
I don't mind wacky. But, I mean, I never mind a geek either. So, yeah. I think I'm ahead of my time. I think wacky in 5 years is going to be the new geek chic. It's going to be, you know.
Everybody's going to want to be wacky.
They're going to go, yes, I am.
Oh, wacky.
Well, let's let's see here what Dr. Zoidy thinks about things being wacky.
Yes.
Or not wacky. Wackalicious.
Whacktastic.
It's going downhill.
Yeah, it is, because he's... How's it going, Dr. Zoidy?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Pretty good. Is that what you'd like us to call you by?
You can also call me by Miracle Rock.
Miracle Rock.
Wow.
How dare you show your face on this show?
This guy,
I'm sorry.
This guy right here, he is wacky.
He is wacky. He is.
What do you think about the word wacky?
I'm indifferent. I don't know.
Yeah, you could go either way, I guess. That's good.
Mm-hmm. AC/DC and the wackiness.
Yeah.
So without giving away any spoilers, what did you do this week?
Just enjoying my summer. I played a bit of a hardcore challenge, but...
Nice.
That's right.
Nothing...
Did that turn out how you thought it would?
Not at all.
Okay, that's really? Good. That's good. Even though you use that, like, texture pack that makes everything invisible except diamonds?
Yeah, that was a bit of a help.
Awesome.
Well, while we got you on the line, did you have anything you wanted to say or questions or anything?
Just thanks for having me. I had a lot of fun.
It was fun. Definitely. That was the most fun I've had playing, like, regular Minecraft in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for not making fun of us.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, at least so that we could hear.
Yeah. To our faces. Yeah. Well, cool. Well, we're going to head on the show. Thanks for calling in, and I'm sure we'll see you around the nets.
See ya.
Bye.
See ya.
Yes. So that's a little spoiler alert. Actually, we didn't actually say exactly what he did
to us. We didn't spoil anything.
But go watch that. What was it called? Yeah. Hardcore challenge.
Finale.
Wacky core.
Finale. The finale.
Yep.
And for people who are actually calling us, no need. That will not advance your placement in line here. I'm going by first sign in.
We're getting a bunch of calls.
Yeah. So, okay, let's move on. We got some news here, I think.
Yes, we got news.
From the Minecraft Daily. News and updates.
More old school versions arrive on the launcher. Dinnerbone and company have been hard at work adding more alpha and classic versions of Minecraft to the launcher's new time machine feature. At the time of writing, the earliest version presently available is classic pre-009A. Rather than us putting out updates every week, you can check out Dinnerbone's nifty progress spreadsheet on Google Drive, which we will link to in the show notes.
Awesome. Time machine. I like that. I like the wording there.
Yeah, I haven't played the time machine yet. Have y'all played with it?
No.
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 He's angry.
No.
No.
Good job.
I still use like third-party launchers and stuff.
I don't anymore. I don't anymore. But I mean, then again, I mean, the only time that I've really needed it is when we were doing our hardcore challenge. It was on what 1.5.2.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but what about for mods and stuff like magic launcher?
I'm sorry. What are these things you're talking about?
You don't need mods. You don't need mods when you play.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You need mods.
I do.
Because you film stuff.
Yeah.
I just walk around and act like an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually keep. I have a shortcut to the new version. And this is probably really stupid. And then I have a the actual Minecraft 1.5.2 set up on my desktop. So it's like...
Okay.
For some reason in my brain, it's just easier to click on this if I want to go to 1.5.2. And if I want to play the new stuff, I go to the new launcher.
Oh, gotcha.
Is that weird?
No, that works. That works.
Odd? I mean, the new launcher, you can just drop down into any version.
And use older, yeah.
But it's like all this wacky stuff in my brain. I'm like, will it find the other stuff, the maps, and everything else that I have set up, you know, if I switch, and so I haven't yet, but I will soon.
Yeah, I imagine your microphone flew out of your hand. No, I imagine I'm going to be using Magic Launcher until the mod API is introduced and somehow integrated into a launcher of some sort.
Yes.
So
I agree.
Yes.
Yes.
Speaking of agreeing, I have no idea what that has to do with that thing. There's been a flurry of dev activity on the run up to 1.7. Jeb and Dinnerbone, their coding fingers, have been very, very busy lately. If their tweets are anything to go by, Jeb has been working on new biomes and revising the world generation, while Dinnerbone has been adding tons of stuff to the scoreboard system, noting that map makers are going to be very spoiled in 1.7.
Oh, yeah. So we have the Mesa? It's basically like...
It's like the cracked sandstone in FTB. It looks It's like the red sandstone.
Like the Roadrunner cartoon.
Yes.
If you're old enough to know about the Roadrunner cartoons. Looks like that.
And we will tweet pictures of this will be in the show notes. So... Mm-hmm. You'll get to see it all.
They look really good. I want that in there. Excellent.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. I'm a fan.
Speaking of being a fan.
Yes.
What's the next item on the news?
We got the Minecraft Pocket Edition.
I'm a fan of news.
Has gone to certification testing. Yesterday, Johan announced via Twitter that the latest version of Minecraft Pocket Edition 0.7.3 has been submitted to Google and Apple and should be available for download in 1 to 2 weeks. He also added that the new version adds sun, moon, stars, double chest, quartz slabs, a cooler title screen, and realms improvements, as well as bug fixes. So all the MPE folks are going to be excited.
So they didn't have a sun, a moon, or stars?
I think... The new ones, right? Like they had the original stuff.
Oh, before like the new sunset, the coloring and
sure,
stuff like that.
Yeah,
maybe.
Let's move on. This sounds stupid.
Xbox 360 edition news. Since we had Stampy on and everything. 4J Studios has announced that players of the Xbox 360 edition of Minecraft will be able to use downloadable texture packs via the upcoming mashup option. Huh? No release dates are available, though it's possibly going to be after Title Update 12, though 4J did state that people trying out texture packs will be able to do so with no time limit, but they won't be able to save games using those trial packs.
Yeah.
Also, 4J received an award from Microsoft for hitting 5 million in sales in March.
Yay!
And the rather fetching plaque features Steve and a creeper, and there will be a link to that picture in the show notes. Also, late breaking news, 4J tweeted this evening that the game has now sold over 8 million copies.
Whoa!
Yay!
Congratulations again. So I guess we need to start a 360 edition podcast now, I guess.
Done.
Stampy, we need you.
Yeah. If you didn't see it last week, we had Stampy who does a lot of Minecraft on the Xbox. And so we learned a lot last week about that. And yeah. I'm sure we retained it and remember everything.
Speaking of retaining things, there's Minecon tickets going for scary prices on eBay, I hear.
Yeah? You want to tell us about this, Eric?
Sure. It seems that Minecrafters are willing to go the extra lengths to get their hands on a Minecraft Minecon ticket, and some eBay sellers are only too willing to get in on the action. Evil people.
Well, I mean, when you bought the tickets, it said rather specifically, these are non-transferable.
Yeah,
I think... What they're doing, though, is, well, they may not do this, but like we know some people who are basically going to be there, and if you go up in person,
yeah.
I think you can get the badge, basically, yeah. and then hand yeah. them the badge.
But still.
But going to eBay, buying it that way, is not the smart way to go.
No.
I mean, it's just not. You don't know if you're getting something fake. You don't know
if you're $2,500?
Actually going to get
Everyone here knows me, right? Okay, I have a MineCon ticket for No, I'm just kidding.
Well, here's the next thing. A quick search on eBay shows that people are bidding more than $1,500 to try to get tickets. One person even paid over $2,500 for a MineCon or for a Minecraft toy, which happened to come with a pair of tickets. On Tuesday, Vu Bui, Mojang's COO, stated that the company's blog that we don't recommend buying them secondhand from scalpers. There's no way to there's no way to guarantee that you will be getting genuine tickets. Now, what I think that might be happening is that they're going to send you a PDF file if you buy it. It's the same PDF file that they give you to print out to show, you know, at the registration booth. But that doesn't mean that, I mean, it's going to have the person's name on it who purchased it. So if you give them the ticket, I mean, it's useless. They got your money, yeah, and that's it. Unless you're with the person, I think, right?
Right. I can't remember when we got our tickets last time if we had to have our ID out,
yeah,
if we had to show them, or if it was enough just to know the name.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just, you know, just to be practical, I mean, there are going to be people scalping tickets out front, probably.
Definitely.
And I would say if you couldn't get tickets and you really want to go and you have the money to go to Florida, and if you don't get tickets, go to Disney World instead or something, just make sure when you're getting the ticket that you don't give anybody any money or anything until they go with you to get the ticket, and then you give them the money.
Yeah, like pay them, like, at the registration booth.
Like, scalping's illegal.
Yeah, right.
It's legal,
yeah,
to scalp tickets, like, how about, like, and buy them. I mean, like, all concerts happen. It happens at every concert.
Right.
But at these prices, I think it's illegal.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I think you're only allowed to go a certain percentage over ticket price to scalp.
Yeah.
Really?
But if you've got the money and you're going to do it, all I'm saying is do it in the safest way possible. Yes. And realize that, you know, you could get screwed.
And realize that the ticket purchases specifically say that these tickets are non-transferable. There is a chance you could get really, really screwed by that.
Yeah, and if you do, there is no help for you. You cannot and should not go to Mojang and say, I got screwed, because they told you on their website,
yeah,
don't go get screwed. So unless you're aware of all the issues that could be around it, because, I mean, I've bought scalp tickets for, like, basketball games and things like that before. And it's a thing. It happens. And there will be, basically what I say, legit scalpers out there. There were legit scalpers that went and probably bought the max amount of tickets just to do that. I mean, it just happened. So,
didn't we buy a scalp ticket at PAX?
We sold one.
Oh, that's right. We were scalpers. Yeah, we
sold my ticket.
We had an extra PAX ticket, and I think we actually got screwed. It's funny because we had an extra PAX ticket, and we were going to give it to someone who needed it, but no one ended up needing it. And there was some guy outside who was looking to buy tickets, and he said he really wanted to get his brother in, and they didn't have enough to buy it at full price or whatever. So we just went ahead and gave it, like, half price or something. I mean, it was just like,
We were just trying to help him out.
But I swear he came to us later that day trying to sell that ticket for full price.
I
told you. I said, that's that guy we sold it to. He just put a hat on. And you were like, I don't think it was him. I still think it was him. But whatever. You know, we were trying to be good guys.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, that's crazy.
So, speaking of tickets and MineCon and things that rhyme with it, MineThon 3!
Woo!
Changing MineThon to summer didn't seem to do the event much harm after 72 hours of gaming and streaming. The guys raised $11,000 for Able Gamers.
Dang.
Top donation of the event was over $6,000, nearly five times the second place donation. The guys have stated via Twitter that the winners of the raffles held during the event will be determined over the course of the next few days, and I'm glad they did so well. We really didn't have anything to do with it this year, unfortunately. I mean, it just kind of came up, and it was kind of out of the blue, and we all just weren't really available for anything.
Yeah.
And so we weren't involved. I think they auctioned off, I think they had a mouse pad or something they were able to auction off or something, so that's good at least. But we'll definitely help them out in December. I think they'll do it again. At least they had mentioned before they were. So thanks, everybody, for donating. It's always a good cause. Able Gamers, I'm sure, appreciates it a lot. So thank you.
Yeah.
And evidently, Eric Fullerton.
That's me.
You made it onto the front page of Kotaku.
Woo!
What? Say what? what? Yes, your fantastic music video, Minecraft Ends, was barely 2 days after it came out. It ended up on the front page of Kotaku. Writer Owen Good highlighted the opus and pronounced it a lovely song. So far, the video has attracted over 84,000 views on YouTube, and you should go check it out immediately. I have been sitting here telling Eric for a week now that I think it's his best song yet. I really think it's the best thing he's done, and you should go listen to it now.
Unless you don't like good music.
Yeah,
if you don't like good music, do not go listen to it. It will get stuck in your head.
Yeah.
For days.
So that's great. And 84,000 views, that's a lot for us. I mean, you know, I don't know if like somebody's listening to this like, that's chump change. I make like millions of views. I mean, that's cool. I want to, like, it's great that it reached out and a lot of people like it and listen to it. And I think that was the goal. And goal met. It's great. It's awesome. Now it's just time to work on another one.
Yep.
So
agreed.
That's awesome. Thanks, everybody. Speaking of being thanked and good music and stuff like that, Abby Craft. Tell us about this, Wes or Brent.
Wait, I have some late-breaking news.
Oh!
We got this. I don't know if he wants me to mention who's telling me this, but let's just say it rhymes with Tant Enum. Yes, and it is. So you can change the name on the ticket for MineCon. If you see the message on Eventbrite, you can change the contact name, and it changes the name on the ticket.
Oh.
So, I don't know.
But I would still be extremely skeptical.
Yeah.
Be wary.
So it changes it to purchase by so-and-so? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. So, that was from Tant Enum?
Yeah. Tant Enum.
Okay. By the way, Ant Venom's in the chat room. Hello.
What up, Ant?
So, what's this about Abby Craft?
Okay, so remember when Ubisoft released a mod and adventure map for Minecraft to promote Far Cry 3? Do you remember that?
No.
Really? Yeah, there was a Minecraft map based on Far Cry 3.
I never heard that.
Yes, that's you did. You were in this show.
Far Cry 3.
Yes, you were
was
in
I,
this
Did I zone out? Was I not listening?
We played the map and put it up on our channel. Yeah.
Anyway, Soma
it's
Games.
Like I edited it and everything.
Soma Games has just released Abby Craft, a precursor to their upcoming title, Redwall, The Warrior Reborn, and it's based on some popular children's books. Anyway, Abby Craft allows Minecrafters to tour Redwall Abbey and other settings from the books, and users with access to a private server were received hints and clues, early game announcements, and a channel through the which to solicit and share feedback. It's presently available only to Kickstarter backers. No word yet as when it will become available for general download. Isn't that cool?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. That's cool. I wish I would have known that they had released a mod and adventure map to promote Far Cry 3. We should play that.
Yeah, let's do it. Done. Okay, so also more Mojang news this week. Scrolls new version and double gold event. Not only has there been a new version of Scrolls, which now includes a friends list. Yay!
Woot.
But Mojang is holding a 24-hour double gold event. The event starts at 11 a.m. Central on Monday, August 12th, and players will scoop twice as much gold for each game they play. And the devs will be online available for Q&A.
What?
That's awesome.
That is pretty cool.
You guys playing Scrolls yet?
No.
It's epic.
No. I got sidetracked by Card Hunter. Man, I'm all over Card Hunter. I have. There is nothing else I want other than Card Hunter.
I played early in beta. Like, did you play it early?
Yeah.
Or alpha, I guess.
Yeah,
has it changed a lot since then?
It has, big time. Yeah.
See, I need to go back and play it. I want to play it again. So let's play some matches, and I'll beat you.
Yeah.
And then we'll play.
Okay. Whoa. All right.
I mean, in the face. I'll beat you in the face.
Oh. Good.
These are fun. You like black guys?
Yeah, love them. It's my favorite thing.
That's weird. You know what else is weird?
No.
What?
Let's go ahead and call JBJ Blaze right now and see what he thinks about the news. Okay. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
It's exciting stuff, right? let's see here. Mr. JBJ Blaze who's not answering.
Oh, no! Maybe that's because he hates the news.
It could be.
Oh,
probably.
Man.
It's probably not. What up, JBJ? Blaze?
Why, hello. Are you an alien? Are you out to exterminate us all? Will you
Oh my god, it's an alien. We have an alien on Skype, everybody. Whoa.
Weird.
Hey,
weird,
so what do you think about the news today? Did you like it?
Something about the news today? Yeah. I hung up on him.
Oh, okay.
Robots and all, they don't communicate well sometimes.
Transmission from Venus.
So instead, we're going to talk to Mercuraz.
Oh, I like that guy.
How's it going, Mercuraz?
Hey, Dead Workers.
Hey.
What's up? You're not a robot. That's good.
I'm not a robot, no.
So what's going on today?
I'm just slowly working on my adventure map.
What?
Oh, an adventure map, huh?
Is it fantasy, sci-fi? Is it about Les Wilson?
It's not sci-fi. It's a fantasy, like normal Minecraft.
Is it going to be difficult?
The last one I did was quite long. This one's a lot shorter.
Like, how long would it take to run through it with three people who are stupid?
Well, the first one I did, it's called Rebirth. You might want to look it up on the forums.
Rebirth?
Rebirth, yeah.
Is it like villagers being pregnant and stuff?
Well, no, it's more like the villagers have all of a sudden disappeared, and your main goal is to go to each of these temples and activate this machine. And it was... Sorry.
We did one of those kind of like that, the Mayan Madness, where you had to go through like different temples to activate the main temple.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Is it kind of like that, yeah, where you activate something else?
Yeah, it's just
That's
like
a good
that.
Idea. Those are fun.
Except the main temple is actually a machine that creates villages.
Wow, nice. Weird.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So everybody will have to go and download that when it comes out. And have fun with it.
I can put the link on the chat if you want me to.
Okay,
yeah, sure.
Yeah, it sounds good. I'll put it in the show notes.
Very yeah,
cool. Cool.
I'm all over it.
Did you have any? Did you just want to talk about that, or did you have something else you wanted to say? Question.
No, that was it. Really.
Well, cool. Well, I'm glad we.
Are you going to MindCon, by the way?
What was that?
Are you going to MindCon?
Too far away from MindCon. I live in New Zealand.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a long way away. So are you going to just wait for, MineCon Australia or something? That'd be a little closer.
Maybe, or I'll just watch it. Like, watch you guys go to MineCon or something.
Do y'all get a lot of deadly snakes in New Zealand?
there's no snakes in New Zealand, unfortunately.
None? The reason I ask is because Eric's bringing up Australia, which is... Close I guess,
enough,
to,
right? It's your neighbor.
New Zealand
close enough.
And I saw this documentary on the snake problems in Australia, and it seems like they're just in houses everywhere. Like, I don't know how Maz is still alive with how many snakes there are, apparently,
yeah,
in Australia. So I just wanted to know if you were in fear of your life every day of snakes.
Hmm.
But that's good to know that they don't exist there.
No, they don't, really.
Well, cool. Well, thanks for calling in. And
yeah, well, thanks for calling me, and... Hope you enjoy my map.
I hope you do too. We will let you know if we don't. I'm sure we'll love it. Right, so you have a great weekend, man.
You too, man.
See ya.
Thanks.
And he's a regular. We see him here all the time in the stream.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
You know who's always in the stream too? I don't know if they are. Micah, what's up? You're on the air with the Shaft Podcast. Did that sound official?
Yeah.
You start doing that. You're on the air with 7:20 a.m. How's it going today, Micah?
Slow station.
Am I saying that right? Is it Micah? Mika?
Huh?
Hi.
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 Hello.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
Are you a snake? Do you like snakes?
They're cool, I guess.
Do you own snakes?
No. My mom would kill me.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Is your mom a snake?
No.
Maybe she's a, is it ferrets that hate snakes? What's the things that hate snakes? Ferrets, right?
Snake haters, I think.
Snake haters. Yeah. So is your mom a snake hater?
Honey badgers don't.
Badgers, so maybe your mom's a honey badger.
Yeah.
Is she married?
What? Wait, it's getting weird in here. It's getting really
weird. So, how you doing today, Micah?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. Do you have any questions or links to pimp out? No, my camera's dead.
No, not really.
Okay.
Well, just wanted to be on the show.
It was good talking with you.
Yeah.
Brag to my friends.
Yes, do that. Do that.
Yes.
Sorry for all the snake talk. I'm sure your mom is a lovely person and not a snake.
Or a honey badger.
Yeah.
Though she may be a honey.
Whoa, it got weird again.
Okay, yeah. Well, we'll talk to you later, Micah. Have a good weekend.
See ya.
Is that wrong?
A little.
Sorry.
So, what's up with this? Oh, you know what's up? I know what's up.
What's up with
this right here? Yeah.
That's the best bring around.
Yeah.
Listener contributions.
So do we want to get some listener contributions from another call first? Do we want to do that? Start off with a call?
Speaking of calls and all that kind of stuff, this segment is sponsored by Audible. You can get all kinds of audiobooks for those that hate to read. Have someone read it to you. And what was that one recommendation we had from a friend? It was called Read Me. But
oh,
it was,
you had to do that, didn't you?
Yeah.
How am I going to remember that? That came in a week and a half ago.
The one we were talking about out front. Read Me.
Yeah.
Read Me. Read Me. Read Me. Read Me.
Read Me. Read Me. I don't know.
Remedy.
Our memories.
It's a remedy.
Crap.
It's a remedy.
Basically, audibletrial.com/theshaft will get you a free book, a free audio book, and you can listen to it, and you don't have to read anything, and it's excellent, and we really like audiobooks. And am I missing out on anything here?
Over 100,000 selections.
So Aurelia tweeted us and said, hey, can I call in? And so I called her, right? And she said... So I'm in the shower. I may have tweeted you from the shower. And I
That's
said,
weird.
So then we can do the webcam then.
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
No, that... not at all. I fully support this.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, so she's going to call in 5. We'll talk to Aurelia. I tried for you all to get the video, though.
Yes,
that was for all of you.
He suffers for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
So audibletrial.com/theshaft. This has been the best endorsement I think we've ever had on this show for Audible.
I just finished the 5th book in the Myth series, by the way.
Nice.
About to go into the 6th one. I can wait for my credit to roll over in 6 days before I can get it, though. I'm waiting.
Yeah. You've been listening to those for years.
Well, I've read them, and I've read these, and there's 18 books in the series that they just put up, and I've only read up to 10th or 11th. Like, he took a break, and I didn't know he came back and wrote more.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting to get to those books that I've never read. Anyway, the guy who reads it does all these voices. Like some of the books, they do little voices, basically distinguish between the male and female character kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy does voices for every character, and it just feels like you're watching a radio play or something.
Yeah, oh, that's
and so.
Cool.
It's a lot shorter than the normal books. They're only about five hours long.
Mm-hmm.
So you know you can get books that are 40 hours for the same price. So it's kind of it's hard to tell people to go get these.
Yeah.
If you want a book that's going to last a long time,
but for pure entertainment value, there you have it.
They're worth it. So anyway,
yeah.
You heard it here first or something.
So our first listener contribution is we have a call, don't we?
We do. We have Aurelian live online right now.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey, girls. Hey.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
I feel like now I should just, if you're going to just leave that photo up, I might as well just turn my whole camera on.
That would be awesome.
See how that works
We're
there.
We're fully gentlemen. Supportive of this.
Yeah. Are you?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. So we haven't talked to you in forever. How you doing?
I'm good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you know that our stupid Escape from the Underworld thing is still one of my favorite things that I ever promote?
I know, right?
I honestly, like, when I think about things I want to go back and redo in my life, it's hang out with you guys.
Aww.
Well, we missed you at PAC, I guess.
Yeah.
I know.
We wanted to hang out with you.
It reminded me of PAX, and I was sad because Wes wasn't there.
I know. I know. And good times. And he should have been sad.
Best of times.
No.
I've got some
this
good news.
This is what it looks like behind my green screen, by the way. You guys are getting like a sneak peek. Nobody knows what's behind my green screen.
Is that a euphemism?
That's weird.
No.
See, that's why you're glad Wes wasn't there. Thanks. So what's the one thing you hate about Wes? See how I turned that around for
that
you?
That he doesn't live closer.
Oh,
hey, she's
good
at
this.
Yep, yep. Yeah.
She's good at this.
And I've got some good news. It looks like PAC will be on a different weekend next year.
Oh, yeah?
Yay.
So I think you can make it.
Nice.
There you
I'll
go.
I'll be there then.
Excellent.
Nice.
I'm so excited about that.
Are you guys going to MineCon? Can we talk about that? Has that already been discussed?
Yeah, definitely.
We can, we are, and we will be seeing you.
Yes.
I will be there.
That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Are you going to get there early?
Depends. So, I'm either driving and picking up another fellow Minecrafter halfway there. Are cool. you putting a skeleton next to my face?
No, we would never do anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, why would we do that?
I don't know what you're talking,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Cover that's up weird. The snow makeup. Yeah, so I'm either driving or flying. Depending on what I do, I'll either get there Thursday night or Friday mid during the day. But I have official business now.
Ooh, official.
Official?
Official.
I don't know if I can say it.
You can.
Yes,
yeah,
you absolutely
give you permission.
Yes, you can absolutely say anything incriminating or
well, I don't know if yeah. they I don't know if it's official that they're going to be there, but I have a thing now. That's a thing. This is the thing.
What is this thing? I'm really curious now.
Look at it.
And I,
Brent, oh, that's awesome.
And Brent is the
it's
only one who can see
sticker.
It in real time.
It's a wall sticker.
Wow.
Isn't it cool?
That is very cool, and I want by, one.
It's by a company called Bionic Craft.
Oh,
they
wow.
They did not ask me to plug them either just now. I'm just really excited. Look how big this is. It's like as big as my head.
That's awesome.
That
look
is
at that.
That is nice. Astounding. I wanted.
I know.
I want one of those.
So now everybody's going to
so
be
I have a thing.
Able to order you and put you on their walls?
Yeah. Yeah. See me on your wall.
That's super
nice.
Do that. Yeah. So that's my official business.
That's
very,
very cool.
Congrats.
And my business with Eric.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So
okay.
Let's hear more about that.
So I don't really have permission to talk about it from the director, so I'm going to leave his name out for now. But we're doing a song, and I'm creating all the music, and I'm mixing Aurelian's voice right now. She sang it, and it's excellent. You really have an awesome singing voice, by the way.
Thank
really
you.
Awesome. It's really good.
That was really fun to sing, by the way. And I have had it stuck in my head for, like, the last month.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be fully animated and all that kind of stuff. And I'll ask him if I can give more details and talk about it a little bit more. But I guess that's kind of a little sneak peek.
Yeah.
Into,
that was, that's really
gonna,
a good sneak peek.
What's going to happen. Yeah. I guess that's about what I can say.
That's,
it's going to be epic, though.
That's lame, dude. We want more details.
Do we want to go into the other listener contributions?
Sure.
The first one's about MineCon. Do you want to stick around for this, Aurelian?
I'm sticking around.
Awesome.
For the long haul.
Excellent. So our first one is from Dr. Fuzzy, and he says, hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
I have a big problem about MineCon. My dad bought 2 tickets before Mojang changed the age limit to 13. I think my dad should get a refund for his tickets, but it is definitely not his scene. I think that if he comes, he will slow me down and get bored because I want to hang out with my favorite YouTubers. But he still wants to come. What should I do?
Well, okay, 2 things here. Mojang said they would refund tickets for anyone who bought them that didn't need them for parents. B, as a parent of a 12-year-old, if my son was 13-year-old, there's no way in the world I would send him to another state all by himself.
But would you drop him off at the convention and leave him to walk around by himself?
No.
I wouldn't either.
No, there's absolutely no way.
This is craziness. This is madness, Dr. Fuzzy.
So he was going to his kid was going to go in another state by himself?
Well, Wes may have this more correct. It may be that his dad was going to drop him off at the convention center and then come back and pick him up.
Well, that's just it. His dad bought a ticket for he and his son. Mm-hmm. And now the age limit has changed. And so now the kid thinks that his dad is going to slow him down walking around the convention center.
As a parent, I take offense to that because parents are awesome.
They are.
And, and just from our experience with kids, with parents at cons and stuff, I have not met a jerky parent yet. Like, I think there's something with the parent, A, going with you to the con that says they are cooler than you're giving them credit for. And I know at 13, my son doesn't hate me yet. And he likes me when I'm around, so that's cool.
No angst.
Yeah.
But at 13, that may change, right? Because he'll be in middle school then, and it may be taboo or whatever.
Yeah.
But, come on, I'm a cool guy. Yeah. Like, how would you not want me at the con with you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Brent is a wizard.
Like, I am a wizard. And I'm magical.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Yes. So
a hairy wizard, I agree.
I'm going to tell you this as a father. Give your dad a chance. Give him a chance and see how it goes.
And the truth of the matter is, a lot of these YouTubers that you want to meet really want to meet your dad. I mean, I know it might sound weird, but I love...
I totes want to meet your dad.
I love...
now my dad wants to go.
Yeah.
he's handsome. He's good.
I really enjoyed meeting the parents who had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, what about Lampetos's dad?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, we actually played a game of Cards Against Humanity with his dad, and he was a champ, you know, asking about guzzling stuff and what does that mean in front of his son. It was
swooping,
great.
Swooping,
yeah.
Yeah.
So you might
nice
be surprised.
It was nice to get to talk to parents. Like, I know when we were at PAX, there was a little boy, but he was probably only, eight maybe, and his mom came with him and brought his friends, and it was nice to hear like her opinion on what we do as YouTubers and in the Minecraft community, what her kids like, what she sees as a parent. Like, it was good for our perspective, so we hung out with him a lot because I like talking to his mom.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we mom bonded. It was cool.
What about Eggs's parents?
Yeah
you know,
Eggs, Spencer
yeah.
So, yeah, parents are cool.
You know, I'm actually kind of sad because I feel like I almost can't take my son to events like this because I'm having to do so much work that, like, he would miss out on stuff and it would just, you know. Yeah. So I would love to be able to take him to stuff like this and I don't know.
So here's the thing. Your dad is probably going to be a lot of fun. The YouTubers are probably going to want to meet your dad. He will be fascinated by all the things that are going on. He will become more interested in your hobby because of what you're doing. And even if he slows you down a little bit, he's got a wallet. And he'll buy you more things than you can buy on your own. Get him excited about what you're doing, and he may buy you things.
And one side benefit of him being there is you probably won't get stolen and shoved into a van and taken somewhere you don't want to be taken.
Oh, no.
So
why is that a concern?
Well, if he's there by himself, I'm saying. But if his dad's there, he will keep you safe from the van with the video games and candy.
I don't know why everything leads back to a van with candy when I'm on this show.
That's how we met, right?
Yeah.
You were buying candy and
No.
Oh.
It was because Wes was talking about shoving me in his van with his candy.
Yes.
Oh, wow. And his
there's
candy.
There's a picture of it, I think.
Yes.
I pinned it on my Pinterest page.
Yeah.
Oh. Forever.
There's a picture of me and Aurelian in a van.
Down by the
but
river.
We're laughing, so there's not like any real danger. It's all
no stranger danger because we weren't strangers.
Stranger.
No stranger danger. There's danger, it's just not stranger danger.
But you guys were laughing so hard, it kind of looked like you were crying. Was
no.
Was it real laughter or was it?
No, we were having fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, you're just making
don't
that
upset
up.
Him. Don't upset him. Yes. It just makes it worse.
Tears of joy, right? Not of pain.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the next one here we have is from Octoplex, who says, the RSS version of the podcast is absurdly annoying to listen to on my Android. No matter what podcast app I use, the sound coming out of the right earbud is always choppy and barely listenable. This was with multiple headphones, and all of the other podcasts I have are fine. I suppose it could be my phone, but given all the other factors, it's unlikely. Hope you find a way to fix this. Good luck.
That's very curious.
Have you This is a very serious question. Have you pondered user error?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Do you think that RSS feed is terrible?
Have you turned it off and back on yet?
I'm going to need you to unplug your router and plug it back in. Try that.
Wait 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. I know the audio files are fine. I've listened to them back. You know, I've listened to them after uploading them. And honestly, nobody has ever complained about this except for you. So it might not be your headphones. It might be the jack. But then I guess if you're listening to other podcasts and they're fine, I really don't know what would be wrong with ours.
Yeah. Well, nobody listens to any podcast other than ours.
Yeah. Maybe some Audible. Get a book on Audible and listen to that one. See if that's fine.
Could you say his headphones are jacked?
I see what you did there, bud.
You like it?
No. Bud?
It went there.
Yeah. That was stretching a little bit.
I was stretching it.
Just tiny bit.
So we go in here from our sponsor today, Daily Dose, who says, I'm a completely heterosexual man with a girlfriend.
Whenever you have to begin anything with that, what comes later is bad.
But
I don't want to hear the rest.
After listening to Minecraft's End, I have to say Eric Fullerton is my daylight and my night. And I love him. That is all.
Awesome.
Everyone's day in life.
I give you a little heart there.
Oh, your man crush is beautiful.
That's great.
This is a beautiful thing. We should write a song about it. I bet it will be equally as beautiful as Minecraft's End.
Yes.
If we had only had this material when we sang the song about him last week,
that's true.
It would have added something to it.
Yeah. Well, I got to say, most of the comments from Minecraft's End is tears. Tears of joy. A lot of people saying that the song made them cry.
Yeah.
And if you scroll down the comments, it's like, I cried, I teared up, I usually don't cry, oh my God, you just made me cry. And the song gave me chills. And that's...
Were they multiplying?
That's awesome. That's like the best thing I can hear, so thanks. Thanks for the love. Thanks for the love.
All the feels right now.
All kinds of feels.
Did you get feels when you listened to the song?
Yes. I got all of the feels, not just one or two, but okay. I got a whole encompassing collection of feels.
The whole collection
did the song get stuck in your head for like a week like it did with me?
It was exactly 98 hours.
Oh, well, okay. I can't argue with that.
Wow. Yeah, yep. Almost to 100.
So almost.
We were kind of pondering putting out a 10-hour version. But I don't know. It's kind of a lame thing, but I guess people do that. I don't know. It's a thing. It's on the internet. Who knew?
What is the internet?
It's this thing.
Oh,
I think you're on
looking
it.
At that.
What?
Sorry.
Oh. Hey, let's do this.
Excavation Station.
Yeah.
So our first thing. Oh wait, do we want to take a call? Do we want to bring somebody in?
Can we add
somebody
a call here?
That's what I was trying to figure out, Then I threw Skype stuff up on the screen.
Okay. So I'll start with the first excavation station while you're working on that. This one was submitted by Sir Foblol.
Oh yeah, Foblol.
Anyway, this is beards. Over time, your character Steve should grow a beard. He starts out with a small one, and it should grow over time. Eventually, the beard will cover his face, and he will start suffocating on his beard, and you will have to shave it off to keep from dying.
What?
What would you shave it with?
Shears.
Yeah.
Shears?
Yep, shears. That's a good idea. I like where you're going with that. I don't mind the idea of, like, a beard. That's not bad.
But it shouldn't...
No.
Cause death.
Yeah, I've never felt my life were threatened.
Death by beard?
Yeah.
Death by beard.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel threatened with my beard.
Well,
yeah. So like, being suffocated?
If it grows too long, and sometimes I'll wake up and I'm like breathing it in and it's like halfway down my throat. I'm like,
ugh. Yeah, maybe it's going inside. Like if hair is growing inside of your mouth.
Wouldn't that be weird if your beard not only grew on the outside of your face, but on the inside of your mouth?
Oh, God.
Yeah, like on your tongue and stuff?
Yeah.
I just threw up.
The old...
Like eating a hairball.
I don't know. I dig the idea of just seeing you know, a Steve or a Minecraft character with a big beard. But it should just be cosmetic. It shouldn't be threatening, life-threatening.
Yeah.
He's just going to turn into the epic mealtime guy.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What he's going to look like.
Yeah.
That guy.
Just get some stubble.
And bacon.
He looks angry all the time, though.
I don't Doesn't think
that,
he?
Yeah, he does.
So, I don't know.
Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey!
We got Chris on the line. What's your handle? What's your in-game
my
name?
My handle is SW Chris.
Hey!
Oh, Chris. We know you.
Hey,
okay.
I know you from the lava.
Yes, I got saved from the lava, and then I died.
Yeah. You were on the hardcore challenge, and yep. Did you have fun?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Well, good. You'll have to try out for the next one if we do another one like that.
I definitely will, and hopefully I'll do better.
Yeah. Sorry someone was a jerk and pushed you into the lava.
He died.
Actually, it wasn't somebody. It was a skeleton. It was that skeleton you warned us about, and I guess I didn't pay attention. I don't know.
Oh, so
there was a skeleton right under the spawning area, right?
Yeah.
The thing blindsided me.
Yeah, that sucks.
Do you resent him? Are you angry?
Very much.
That was the best voice ever.
Well, thank you.
Because it kind of set you back a little bit. I mean, it took us a good 5-10 minutes to get you back in the game, and that meant a lot.
And that really threw us off, too. We were doing hard work up on top of that building.
Yeah, I was a little behind, but I really appreciate you guys and everybody giving me a second chance.
Yeah.
So.
You deserved it. We could tell your character from the words that you were typing on the screen.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We absolutely could.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and while we got you on the line, what do you think about beards in Minecraft?
Beards in Minecraft?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's like out of left field. I have no idea. I don't have a beard myself, but maybe 5 o'clock shadow. That would be something nice to add.
Do you think that if Steve were to grow a beard, that it should kill him if he doesn't shave?
Maybe if you let it go too long, the ugly might kill him. I don't know.
Oh, that's true. Maybe it like develops like, you know, scrag and stink,
and it attracts
the enemies.
Like stinky beard?
Well, I mean, do you ever take a bath in Minecraft?
I do. You don't? You're gross.
Of course I do.
There's water everywhere.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Of course.
Of course I take a bath in Minecraft. That's exactly what I do. Do you have anything that you want to see in the game?
You know what? I thought about this question you guys pulled, but I can't really think of anything right now, which is weird, but that always happens when I get put on the spot.
Yeah.
That's true.
But I did have a question for you guys.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I'm going to MineCon, and I know you guys are going to MineCon.
Cool.
Have you guys started thinking about any after-con stuff or evening stuff?
There is pondering of that. There will probably be karaoke if we can find it. If we're with the people that,
oh yeah,
you just won my heart.
No.
I did
like
not.
Some,
I hate karaoke. It is the seed of the devil, and everyone should stop it.
Oh, it was
Wes
so much
Wilson,
fun last
you
time, though.
Stop your shenanigans right now.
Wes got all evil.
If he had been at PAX, he would understand how much fun it was.
Yeah. Oh, he did. Oh, that's right. He missed.
Yeah.
He missed the amazing that was karaoke.
So we
definitely want to work out some sort of meetup or get together, dinner, bowling, karaoke, whatever it turns out to be after the con
right.
for sure. So
yeah, that sounds great. I mean, I've never done karaoke before, but that might be worth a shot.
Totally.
Yeah.
I really don't recommend it.
Follow Goot around because he will show us the good places to eat.
And Jenny B will sing a good Johnny Cash.
That's right. And Love Boat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love Boat. Yeah.
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 And Joe Hills will do a dance behind him.
I might do some Queen.
Oh, that would be nice.
Joe Hills would do like a...
I can sing Nations of the World, but that's about it.
By the Animaniacs?
Yeah.
Nice!
Okay, do it.
Okay.
Do it.
United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru, Republic, Dominican, Cuba, Caribbean, Greenland, El Salvador, too, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Venezuela, Honduras, Guyana, and Steel, Guatemala, Bolivia, then Argentina, and Ecuador, Chile, Brazil, Costa Rica, Belize, Nicaragua, Bermuda, Bahamas, Tobago, San Juan, Paraguay, Uruguay, Suriname, French, Guiana, Barbados, and Guam.
Yay! Yay!
Okay,
awesome!
You guys, okay.
I just wanted to join in with a little didgeridoo on that one. Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was, that blew any hidden talent I had out of water.
Well, no, we were going to say it's your turn now, Aurelian.
I can sing, sing the preamble to the Constitution.
There we go.
Oh, Schoolhouse Rock.
I know. I don't have to do that, right?
No, we won't make you do that. Okay, now do
he
it.
He sings way better than I do.
He, that was awesome.
That was
pretty epic.
Well, very cool. Well, we're going to hang up on you, Chris, unless you have something else you want to say.
You guys have a good show.
Now that we've stolen your talent and exploited it for all the entertainment we can get, we're going to let you go.
That's awesome.
But yes, we will see you at MineCon. Can't wait.
All right.
You have the cutest dog ever.
Oh, thank you. She's lovely.
Is she magnet doodling in that photo?
She's laying on an iPad, so it looks like she's doing something.
Oh, I thought it was a magnet doodle.
Magnet.
Anyone born before 1990 has no idea what a magnet doodle is.
Yeah, now it's an aqua doodle, right?
That's the modern one. She's
really?
My baby.
It's a pad that uses water, and so you can just wipe it off.
I don't know. We have a magnet doodle at the house.
My kid loved the aqua doodle.
Yeah. Oh,
weird.
Oh.
Okay.
So that was special.
So thank you again, SW Chris.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
See Bye. Ya.
Do you want me to go over the next one while we get somebody else into the call?
Sure.
Sure.
Our next one was submitted by Octoplex. Octoplex. He submitted this thing. Octoplex. Anyway, cooking rotten meat. Rotten meat is the most common food you encounter, yet it is also the most annoying. It takes away about as much hunger as it gives. I propose that you could cook it to reduce the chances of it poisoning you at the cost of it giving you less hunger back.
I like this totally. It is absolutely annoying. When we do like an adventure, we end up with a big stack of it. It's annoying. Just throw it on the ground. I mean, what do you do with it?
Well, that's just it. I mean, you can eat it. It's just you're risking bad stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care how long you cook a rotten steak. It will never be good for you.
Maybe... Maybe you have to refrigerate it. Well, no, that wouldn't make it. No. I don't know. What do you do?
You don't do anything. It is rotten meat.
Maybe you can use it to tame wolves with.
Even dogs won't eat rotten meat.
What you're trying to kill the animals? What's wrong with you?
I know. He's a sick individual.
What if you inject
I've been telling all you people this, and no one's listened to me.
What if you inject it with antibodies or antibiotics?
No. See, antibiotics require a living organism to generate the biotics that are being antied. So no, that won't work either. It is rotten meat. There is nothing that you can do with it. It is rotten. It is bad. It is foul. It is rancid.
What if you can make like a Frankenstein out of it? Like some sort of like a leather suit?
A meat golem?
Yeah, meat golem.
Meat golem.
It's excellent.
Ew.
Meat golem.
It's like one of those meat columns that they have like in New York City where they make like the gyros or whatever. That's what that just reminded me of.
Meat golem. I just like the word, meat golem. That should be a thing in the game. You can make a meat golem.
Yeah.
Does it spit meat at people?
Ding.
Ding.
Ding. Ding. I don't know.
No.
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 Maybe if you found a skeleton and then you wrapped it in the rotten meat, then it would be like a golem servant.
Oh, yeah.
Serving golems.
You could tame like the skeleton.
Like Frankenstein or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
It would turn into a zombie that did your bidding.
Hmm.
Hmm.
I like it.
I made everyone just think right now.
Just think.
I'm not about. I'm no.
I'm thinking.
No.
I'm not with it.
Hmm.
You're not thinking. You're playing with Skype.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm. What does Notch think of this?
Hmm.
Let's ask
Absolutely
him.
Absolutely not.
Oh my God. He's so final.
He really does not like that at all.
Wow.
I mean, I'm kind of on board.
Are you
going to
beat? Are you going to beat Notch up at MineCon for saying that?
Me?
No, Aurelian.
Oh.
Say that again, what?
Are you going to beat Notch up at MineCon for going so against your idea?
I mean, I'm just saying if he sees me, he might want to protect his throat. I'm known for throat punching.
That is absolutely...
Throat punch. Oh my God, Wes, I saw a shirt yesterday that was of a table flip emote. And I was like, why do I not own that shirt?
That's a very good question. If you get one, get me one too.
Yeah. It's a women's shirt, so if you want a deep V, I'm totally more than happy to buy you one.
I'll wear it if you'll wear it.
Okay.
Sounds like a final decision there.
Yep, it'll be delightful.
So, rotten meat. Are you sure, Notch, that you're not going to change your mind or anything? Or
worst idea ever.
All right, so you don't like it.
I think now someone's going to tweet to him that, like, Aurelian's going to punch you in the throat, which let's just for legal reasons just say, I don't know Notch. I have nothing against him. In fact, if I saw him, I would probably want to hug the guy.
Yeah.
My favorite game in the whole world.
But we can't leave throat punches out of the equation. I think it would be...
I'm not going to throat punch
anyone. You know Aztec has probably already tweeted this.
I know.
I haven't checked Twitter yet.
Aztec tweets everything.
He's awesome like that.
Things that aren't true, like me tweeting from the shower.
Yeah.
Not true.
Oops.
That would never happen. Ever.
Never. So let's do this next one and get a call. How
okay.
Well, we have our biggest fan online now.
Oh, excellent.
Our biggest fan?
That's what it says. Is our biggest fan online?
Hello.
Hey there. Hi.
Hey.
Is that a cat pooping?
What?
Now, don't make fun of our listeners like that. This is our biggest fan who has a picture of a cat pooping.
So what's up? What's your username? I mean,
I'm a very private.
You're a very private person.
I think he's nervous.
Oh,
don't be nervous.
So, I just want to say I love you guys. I love Shaft. I love Wes. He's my favorite.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you.
Wes is our favorite too. Just kidding.
Yeah. Me too.
Aww.
Now, do you want to tell people who you really are?
Oh, I just had to mess with you guys.
Oh, that damn.
Jeez. Oh, that was funny.
So, on definition right here. Awesome.
Hi.
So, what do you think about rotten meat and cooking it or wearing it?
Why cook it?
Why
it's
cook
rotten.
It?
Just it's rotten. It's
rotten
meat.
Rotten.
Well,
can't do anything with it.
So maybe you can
make a
use
dress
it,
out of it
for compost.
Compost?
Compost.
What is a compost?
And make your flowers grow faster.
What's a flower?
Like compost. Like you put all your trash that's like biodegradable in a area. And then it basically all decays and it makes good like fertilizer for your plants.
Yeah.
Oh, or a bomb.
Or a bomb.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's. This is why we're not flying down
to
Minecon.
Weigh your options there.
Because
you know?
Eric likes to throw. Let's make a bomb. A bomb, 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 bomb.
Out of rotten meat.
Watch this guy. He's got a bomb in his backpack. Ha ha ha. It's funny in an airport when he does that.
He's going to get stopped at Minecon now at security.
Probably with some 13-year-old.
What?
Wait, what happened
what?
Here?
What?
It got all,
what is going
it got all
on
quiet.
Here?
It did, didn't it? I was going back to the 13-year-old boy who's with his dad, but now maybe he could be with you.
Oh, okay.
And your van.
Yeah, I have candy.
That's true.
For everybody.
Oh, God. This just gets worse.
That was a total lie, by the way. You guys picked me up for PlantCon, and there was no candy in that van.
Yeah. We gave you a little.
There was. You just had to work harder for it.
Oh.
That's right.
Not enough quarters.
I just face palmed so hard.
Oh, life is good.
He's weird.
I like life.
Yeah.
Well, let's
weird.
Do this next one. Here, I'll do it. PC Xbox crossover. This is submitted by BGHMC, which is. He says, I think it would be awesome if PC Minecrafters could play on the same servers as Xbox Minecrafters. So, yeah, just merge the two, right?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I mean, totally.
If they could run the same game, I'd be all about it.
Like, logistically, though, that's just not going to happen, though, because there's so many functionalities that are missing in the Xbox version that aren't on the PC version.
Yeah, it would have to be the same like code base or something. There's really not very many games that are actually cross-platform. I mean, other than Mac and PC, but like console and desktop. I remember Shadowrun kind of tried to do that. There's been a couple games, but I don't know. I think that would be cool, but I don't know. Notch?
I think that Ooh, that's chat a great idea. Let's would be do nice.
It. Whoa. I think he liked it. What'd you say?
I think the chat function would be nice.
Yeah.
But I don't know how that would work.
Yeah, I don't know any way. With the games not running the same game, I don't think there's any way you can really do it. And especially now that they're diverging, where the Xbox version will have stuff that the PC version doesn't have, that I don't think it's possible.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you could maybe create some kind of hybrid server that kind of takes a few things and allows it to run, you know, but that would be really weird and very tough.
Mm-hmm.
So, I am skeptical.
Skeptical.
That's me. So, I think we should push a button.
What kind of button?
You don't want to talk about this next one?
No, I really don't. I don't want to.
It's submitted by.
No, I don't. I don't think this is a good idea. I don't think this is where we need to go as a podcast.
Do it.
Well, let's give the Astrogolis
about karaoke. Do it.
Note at least, right? Like Astrogolis note. I agree. Then this loser can not only have one, since they clearly don't have one at the moment, but now can also have a brain, since they clearly don't have one at the moment, and can use the penis to store it in.
Whoa.
I don't really... I feel like this should be edited out of whatever we're doing, and we should never speak of this again.
Never?
Are you glad no one else can see the show notes?
Yeah.
Yes.
What if I put them up on the screen?
No! No!
I can't see the show notes, and I think that's not fair.
Well, yeah. You know.
So sometimes we get some wacky, very wacky.
This isn't even wacky.
Excavation station ideas.
Wacky is clever. Wacky is funny. This isn't clever or funny. It's just stupid.
It is stupid, but we like stupid stuff.
No, we like clever stupid stuff. We like funny stupid stuff.
Sometimes
we
like stupid stuff.
Or really stupid stuff.
Yeah, like so stupid it's clever.
No, this is not. This doesn't.
Have
this
we bored you already? Hi.
Does everybody want to know what it is?
What?
I heard you like, ah.
Oh, I'm still in this call. Hi.
Hey.
Oh, we can fix that. See you later.
Oh.
Oh, I ended all of them. See how that works?
Oh.
All right.
So where'd you go, Hi? Are you still there?
So much rage.
I know. It's angry.
Very angry.
I guess Hi on definition hung up.
He mad, bro.
I'm just kidding. I hung up on him.
You did?
Yeah.
Push the button.
You know I'm joking, huh? I love you, too.
Yeah. All right. Well,
we're all just sitting here waiting on Eric. That's
it. Oh, yeah? Okay.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful. Oh, my God.
No!
It's so intense.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
I don't know.
Intense. Today,
I broke some stuff.
We have some sightings for you.
But first, we should mention that we have a sponsor for the segment, mcprohosting.com. If you go to mcprohosting.com and sign up for a server, you can use the code SHAFTPODCAST to get 15% off your next order. If you're confused by any of this, you can go to the show notes and get links to all of it.
Yes.
And they're awesome.
A good hosting company. A ton of people have MC Pro Hosting accounts, solid servers. So you'd be wacky not to get your 15% off. And here we are. We got the first video here, which is VidCon Makeover at Bare Minerals. What is this? Oh, this is the Pretty Princess. Oh, this year's VidCon featured a makeup booth by Bare Minerals, and Captain Sparkles, Joostra, and Generic B decided they were going to become Pretty Princesses. Good's video shows off what happened. Decide for yourself who looks the best. And this appeared on all of their channels.
Yep.
And they go and get their makeup done, and they're all
they
pretty.
They got their faces done, did.
Yeah. So who do you guys think won? Who's the prettiest?
I feel like we all won for getting to see it.
Yeah. Nice. A little political answer there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see this, Ari?
I did. I feel like I can't pick a favorite.
Yeah.
They're all my favorite.
Yeah. It really is hard.
I mean, if you, like, I think Jordan had the most makeup on.
He did, yeah.
But then Jenny was just, he just was so pretty. Just was so darn pretty.
Really?
And then you have Mark.
You did see how much facial hair he still had, didn't you?
Yeah, but then you had Mark, who just looked like he was having such a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel like they're all, like, much like the Power Rangers or Captain Planet. They all have their own special powers.
Yes, they're like three pink Power Rangers.
Yeah.
And I think of the three, we haven't had Joostra on the show.
We haven't.
We'll have to get him on
the show. We need to get Joostra on the show.
He had a good pose, though. He had a good pose. Yep. But yeah, I think Captain Sparkles had the most lipstick on. Mm-hmm. And his little weird, like, slightly open mouth pose thing was kind of tantalizing.
Yeah. Tantalizing.
Tantalizing.
Tantalizing? Oh. You like that?
Something like that. So we do have a another guest on the phone here.
Shivy!
Shivy!
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
We haven't talked to you in a long, long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
How are you guys? We are great.
That's good.
You have the cutest voice I have ever heard.
And now she's totally self-conscious. Look what you have done, Aurelian.
Adorable. It's adorable.
So what do you think about beards in Minecraft?
Beards. Is that a thing? Are you guys lying? Because I honestly have no idea. I'm so out of everything.
It was an excavation idea today. Someone submitted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I'm totally into that. So
I could have the most excellent beard.
So you agree that Jordan was prettier than Joostra, right? After the makeup?
No. I thought Generic looked pretty adorable, honestly. Jordan just looked like he was trying too hard, I think.
See, I thought Generic B just looked like he was tarted up and was about to go to the red light district. But that's just me. I've never been to a red light district. I don't know what that is. I don't know why I would think Generic B deserves to be there.
Roxanne!
Is that how it goes?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, that's cool. Well, here, let's do this next one.
Okay. So there is currently a contest on the Shaftlands. Brendan 10211 is holding a contest to raise resources, and he's giving out prizes at Zanman 1's PvP arena. The link is in the DWB forums on how to enter. So if you are on the Shaftlands and you can get there by following this link and signing up, then you can sign up for the contest.
Yay, so. Contest on our own server.
Yep.
We should go there more often.
We should.
We should.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I'm all over that.
All over it.
By the way, Aztec Consulting tweeted, "This just in, Aurelian would hug Notch for making Minecraft such a great game."
Oh.
That's absolutely adorable.
No punching in the throat mentioned. I think that's good.
Yeah. Thank you. And meat golems.
My Minecraft account is suddenly deleted and banned, we all know what happens.
Man, if we hadn't had it happen to us yet, you're fine.
Yeah, okay, good.
True. Yeah. So, Minecraft furniture. This was submitted by Molten Ice Cream. Molten Ice Cream has a cute website featuring a wide range of Minecraft furniture designs in case you're stuck for inspiration when decorating the inside of your newly built home.
I need this.
I know. All I know how to do is make, like, couches. I can make couches, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can make, like, chair couches and, like, the tables with the pressure plate on top.
Yeah. Is it all vanilla? Yeah. Everything she's built is in vanilla?
I think so.
Oh, yeah,
I made
cool.
a ping pong table.
Ping pong table.
I noticed you made some pink flooring.
Yeah, I did. I pranked some of the guys on Hermitcraft.
Ah.
Did they appreciate it?
You know, I was a lot more surprised because I've been waiting a really long time for the perfect opportunity to prank people, and there was finally no one ever on the server, so I got on and pranked people, and nobody said anything. And I was like, are you kidding me? I put pink down in four men's houses, and they just act like that's normal and acceptable. Like, what?
They liked it. They liked they what did. You did with the place.
It was less of a prank and more of like a public improvement project.
Yeah, they got back with their makeup on from the Bare Minerals.
Exactly. Yeah,
and that's exactly like, this what works happened. Well.
It's better than getting punched in the throat.
It is.
Or in the junk
mm-hmm.
with candy.
Yep.
In a van. Not that it's
quotation marks.
Speaking of getting kicked in the junk.
Yeah, in a van.
We have the next video. This is from Mark IRL, who has started off a YouTube channel.
Woo!
Mark IRL, who has been on the show and was at PlayOnCon. He shows off his Redstone expertise in this video with Seth Bling, who is his good friend and who he felt the need to show off his really amazing construction with. So everything that Mark knows about Redstone, he learned from Seth Bling. So now you kind of know who to blame when you watch this video.
Yeah.
And you got to pay attention because Mark starts it off like a Seth Bling video.
Yeah.
And it's really awesome.
Welcome back. Mark. Yep. Mark here. So this is his brand new channel. He has like just a few videos, like 5 videos on his channel. So go check him out. It's The Mark IRL. That's his username. It's M-A-R-C, The Mark IRL. He's totally awesome, and he's just starting out. He was on the show not too long ago, and then after going to PlayOnCon with us, everybody's like, dude, why don't you have a channel? Why aren't you making videos? And he's like, okay, I'll start making it. Well, here's his channel now. He started in...
And boom.
Yeah, and boom. Right.
Boom, look at him. Sightings. I mean, how more famous can your video get than end up in Sightings on the Shaft?
Yeah.
I mean, good Lord.
Yeah.
This man has made it.
Yeah. We'll get him back on the show after MineCon. We're already talking about it to talk about his video channel and not just Mojang stuff.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So very cool.
Talk about his annoying machine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like being punched in the throat.
Very noisy. Well,
throat puncher.
Before we get to housekeeping, let's see how many calls we can just pile drive through.
Barrel through a bunch? Yeah, let's do that.
So I hate to do this because we love you ladies.
Yeah. Are we going to get
we love you too.
Y'all are our peeps.
I'm offended.
Totally offended.
Because we're hanging up?
You can totally tell.
No.
Well, we can just add people.
Hey,
it's up to you.
It's
up to you. We can leave them in.
Yeah, y'all can stay.
Yeah, we like you.
Yay.
Yeah.
I owe Shiv like a dozen cookies or something. She's prevented me from getting hung up on. Almost said hang.
Well, now I'm gonna get, and sadly enough, there are people who are still like dialing in, and they keep pushing themselves like above the list. So like we probably won't get to them.
Oh, that's a shame.
So I'm sorry.
Oh, so sad.
That's what happens when you don't follow rules.
Yeah,
real non-rule.
I never
followers.
Knew what Shiv looked like. Hi, Shiv.
Hi.
How are you?
Isn't she look as adorable as she sounds?
I'm not gonna go there.
I can't over Shiv just slightly.
So anyway, who's
we
next?
We got Ben.
Hey,
what's
Ben!
Up, Ben?
Hey.
What's going on?
How's it going? You are on the Shaft. How are you doing today?
Shafted. Oh no.
Yes. Yes. It only goes downhill from here.
Ben, it's been so long. What is your username?
BG Steiner or Steincraft on Twitch.
Are you Ben Steiner?
Yeah.
Ben Steiner.
Yeah.
Is that an actor?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the guy who's like,
win Ben Steiner's money?
Oh, yeah.
Weak. Well, that's Ben Stein.
So, can you give us a Bueller? Bueller.
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 Awesome.
And that was something, D-O-O economics. Anyway.
Oh, God. I just finished economics. I'm done with that.
So, did you have anything you wanted to say?
Yeah, just a shout out. Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey!
Hey!
Yeah, been watching you guys for a while now.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling in.
So, what's the worst thing you like hate about this show?
It's Brent, isn't it? It's Brent.
The pee break.
Oh, nice.
Don't we all?
You turned it around. That's a good one. All right.
We all hate
it. We applaud you on that one, sir.
Yeah, bravo,
I like that. I like that.
Okay, who's next?
Who's next?
It looks
good talking to you, Ben.
I thought we were going to shove a bunch of people through.
That's it.
Are we queuing them through? Thanks, Ben.
I'm working on it. You're yelling
at me. I
know
who this is.
Who do you know?
Oh, my God.
He's not answering.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The fan.
We'll have to go to the next one.
Is this somebody
famous? He's like crazy internet famous.
Oh, no.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Is it?
Is it?
Is it?
What's up, Andrew?
Hello.
You're hey, on the shaft. How can we help you today?
I have no clue.
Well, it was good talking with you. You have a wonderful evening.
How can we help you?
I don't know how to. How do we answer this?
I don't know. Do you have any questions?
Not really.
Okay.
Do you want to tell us how awesome we are?
So you what you're saying is awesome. My question was actually now legitimate and worked well. He said no, and we can hang up on him. So thank you for calling in, though, Andrew. We appreciate you listening to the show.
Yeah. No problem.
And I'm sorry that Wes is a jerk.
What?
Trying here. Just,
no, I think
know,
this is going very
my job.
Smoothly.
I kind of want, when people answer the phone, I kind of want to like say their Skype name all very excitedly.
I feel the same way.
We should just, aww.
What's up, Cole? Oh, we missed you, Cole. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
We still like you, Cole.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So we're going through her quick, so if you sent a contact earlier, be by your Skype phone.
Hey, Cole, you want some candy?
I've got a van.
Just start adding people in until someone, like, picks up here.
Yeah.
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 You know someone's going to see a missed call, and they're just going to table flip. They're going to be like, no! And keyboards are going to fly.
Yeah. Keys can pop
off. I'm maybe adding too many people in here at this point.
Are you adding everybody who's calling?
I'm just kind of throwing people in.
Okay.
They failed.
No one's. Maybe we're on our max, though. Sorry.
No, it's
you there, Moffman?
What's
up, Moffman?
Hi!
Hey. Hi, I actually closed the stream, so I don't know what the current topic is. What's the topic?
It is you!
You're the topic.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I closed the stream because I had to go and manage my server.
Oh, what server is that?
The current server's called ProServe, but that's a long story.
Oh, that's okay. We like long stories.
Yeah, really.
Well, I used to run my own server on a dedicated VPS, and I shut it down, so I switched to helping a friend of mine host his server. And I had to stop two players from going and nuking each other.
Oh. Are you mad at your friend now? Are you mad that you're working together? Do you wish that you weren't helping him with the server anymore?
Do you wish he was dead?
No, you know what? Because I'm an op on his server, I can cheat, so.
Oh.
Cheat a little bit.
So,
what do you think about beards in Minecraft?
Beards?
Yeah.
Do I still have... Oh, God. Do I have a beard in my picture?
No.
Oh, no, you can't see it. Yeah. I used to have the massive picture. I'm all for beards. Steve has a beard, doesn't he?
Who?
No, Steve. That's what we were saying.
No, he doesn't have a beard.
One.
Yeah,
we're talking about
he
what?
Used to. He
what?
Used to. They changed Steve.
Oh, did he have one in, like, the early days?
Yeah, they changed Steve's skin. It used to be different.
Oh.
Huh.
I never knew he had a beard. Huh.
Well, I just want to say in your Skype photo, it looks like you're drinking a beer, and I kind of think you look like a hobbit, and it's...
I actually am drinking a beer, and I'm drinking it from a cup with a straw.
And oddly enough, he is a hobbit.
Indeed.
Can't... Mm-hmm. I mean
if you look up Steve, some of the older pictures, he has a beard.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I really
he has,
didn't.
Like, a shadow or something. Like, at least a bit of...
I think they call that a hero brine.
There, I posted a link to it.
Please.
Something like that. Well, okay, well, thanks for calling in, Moffman.
Okay.
You have a wonderful evening. Mm-hmm. And next we have Milo.
Milo.
Hello.
What's up, Milo?
Hi.
Hey.
So what would you like to discuss tonight on the Chef Podcast?
Anything. I'm surprised that you called me. This is amazing.
You're the winner.
It really, you'll get over it pretty soon, actually.
Yeah, especially when Eric starts throwing candy at you.
I know.
Trying to get him in your van.
I can.
So are you going to MineCon?
No, sadly.
Is it because...
Go ahead.
No, you go.
No, you were continuing.
I was going to say something. It would probably be taken wrong.
Really? It was going to be bad, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So have you seen...
I was crossing the line.
What do you think of Eric's new video? Minecraft's End? Have you seen it?
No.
You need to go to YouTube.
I am going to see it right after the Shaft podcast.
That is a good idea.
Excellent.
You should go watch Minecraft's End and bring some tissues.
Yeah, you'll cry.
Yeah.
It's making everybody cry. on the internet.
Indeed.
Everybody on the internet. A lot of tears.
Yep. There's
the
sadness.
The tears, they are a fallen. And now we're done with your calling.
Whoa.
Thanks for calling in.
Oh.
Is that like... Bye. Like, we're trying to hop through these, right? No, but seriously, thank you, Milo. We appreciate you listening and calling in.
Yes.
Bye, Milo.
Bye.
I mean, I can pick up the guitar and write a song about each person, but this will take a long time if we go that route. I'm just saying.
True. Next caller.
Oh, that seems like a very difficult thing to eat.
Whoa.
What?
That's, and we're having a private conversation here.
I don't know if I want to talk.
Just,
I'm uncomfortable.
Their username is Iron Waffle.
What's up, Iron Waffle? Waffle?
Yeah. No way.
Hey.
Hey, I made it on.
Oh,
how's it going, Waffle?
Oh my,
it's going good. How's it going for you?
Great.
So where's the name come from?
The name, do you want me to go through a full explanation?
Cause no, real short one, real short one.
Really okay. Super short.
All right, well, it came out when 1.6, I think, came out, introduced the trapdoors, and then someone said iron trapdoors, and I thought it looked like an iron waffle, and that's where my name came from, because I need a name, Iron Waffle. I like it. There you go.
I like it. It's unique. Right. I haven't heard it anywhere.
Nice. I neither.
Yeah. Oh, well, apparently someone took it. I tried to go on Twitter and use it, and someone had already taken it.
No.
Yep.
That's that weird. Twitter fiend. Is it an inactive account? Because that's the most rage-inducing thing ever.
It probably is. In fact, it was taken on Twitch somehow.
So everybody tweet to Iron Waffle that, hey, will you please give your account to...
the real Iron Waffle.
Please stand up.
You should threaten to punch them in the throat. Yeah.
So my Twitter name is like IRNWAF, which is weird, but yeah. Anyway, I actually have a real question.
Oh, cool.
So on FTB, when you have to download a pack, for me, it downloads incredibly slowly. Is that normal, or is it my connection with them or something?
Yes. I found that the packs take a long time to download.
Okay, that's I just need the answer.
Yes.
Second, Brent, you said you were getting the Xbox edition of Minecraft, correct?
Yes, got it.
Oh, cool. Do you feel like you're betraying the PC master race by any chance?
No. I still will probably hate it.
Wait, good.
No. my kids play pretty much Minecraft on everything now, on the whatever they're close to and playing.
Yeah.
And we've been wanting to do some Xbox stuff because it's out there and we need to know about it Echo. That hurts.
What's happening?
And so anyway, I'm going to start playing a little bit on the Xbox, and we'll see. But my kids have been playing it, and they like it, so that's cool.
All right. Well, I always play the Xbox edition. Do you have any questions about the Xbox edition by any chance?
I do, because my daughter, when I told her, hey, do you want to go play on the Xbox edition, she asked me, and this is a question you can answer, are there a bunch of skins and avatars?
Yes, if you go onto the marketplace, you can either buy the skin packs, which are always 160 Microsoft points, possibly all future ones will also be, or you can get the trial, which will show you all the skins they have, and about like a quarter of them will be selectable, so you can see them and have some free skins too.
Well, then she probably won't like it.
There's a bunch, this
is the reason why she and I said I'm not sure, sweetie, what's why is that? She said because I always find that when I start choosing my avatar, I spend more time looking at avatars than ever playing the game, so I only want to play it if there's no avatars for me to choose.
Just like how my wife would spend an hour and a half making a character in City of Heroes and then like play him for 5 minutes and make somebody else.
And then she went upstairs and opened her disco. She has a disco in her room now, and we've got to knock, and she's like, you're not on the list.
What?
And you're like, look, I'm dad. I am on the list. Let's just get that straight right now.
That's awesome.
Okay, I am on the list, and I'm coming in and kicking out the bums who have the pants down past, their
and
hiney.
And then she's sorry, dad, you can't come in here wearing those shoes.
Right, right. This is dress code and everything. So yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
So very cool.
I will
let her know.
Password.
Well, at least there's a finite amount of skins on the Xbox edition.
That's true. And if she has to go buy them, well, that's out anyway, so.
Yeah.
Oh, and one last thing is that I do have a present coming up for you guys eventually, I end up taking the shaft of the dead worker's approach with this, where I say I was going to do it 6 months ago, and I'm about to get to it.
You know us so well.
I am. It is the shaft mod.
Nice.
I'm finally building a new computer, which is an upgrade from my gaming machine right now, which is a netbook. So it is almost impossible to mod for Minecraft. But I'm getting a new computer, and I'm going to learn Forge, and I'm going to update the shaft mod. I've tried contacting the original creators, though, and they're impossible to get a hold of now, so I'm just going to steal it and hope they don't mind.
Yeah. Well, now it's here on the show. Maybe if they hear it, then, hey, that's what's going on.
Yeah, they can Twitter me. They heard my Twitter earlier. They got it.
What's your Twitter again?
At IRNWAF. Ernois.
Ernois.
Yeah.
So everybody...
My little sister wants to say something really quick, apparently.
Okay.
I like to be the skin of the Ender Dragon in Minecraft because I like Ender Dragons. I love dragons.
Awesome!
Dragons! Who doesn't love dragons?
Yeah. Awesome. Dragons are awesome.
Dragons. Well, very dragons cool. Awesome.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you, and y'all have a wonderful evening. And we will talk to y'all sometime. Yeah.
Good talking.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Bye. Now we also have Jake. Are you there?
What?
Hey.
Hi, Jake.
You. We're talking
no
to
way,
you,
I'm
son.
On the show?
You're on
yes,
the show.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
What's your name?
My name's Jake.
What's your address? No, I'm just kidding.
Very
no, stop, don't say anything.
Yeah, what's your social security number?
I do not know that.
Good. Yeah. Don't ever tell anyone.
I love you guys.
Well, we love you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite segment of the show?
There you go.
Excavation station.
Really?
See, and someone wanted us to drop it, Dan. We told them no.
We're
not going to do
it. Yeah.
We're going to keep it.
Wow.
Just for you.
So if we were to have a new segment for the show, what do you think we should add in here?
Jake Cavation Station.
No. I don't know.
That's a tough question.
Would it be a weekly interview with you?
No.
Can make a segment called Jake's Take.
Okay,
and he's eating
it?
Cake.
And yes, on the lake.
Yeah.
With no breaks.
I can't think of one.
Well, do you have a question or anything? Anything to say?
I do kind of have my own little excavation station.
Well, let's hear it.
Idea.
Hear
it.
All right.
Huh?
Let's hear it.
I always kind of wanted magic spells in Minecraft. I don't know how you would get the magical essence, but maybe draining it from mobs, and over time, it wouldn't be based on the XP system because that's a little overused. But you would gather the essence and learn new spells.
Maybe rotten fire. Flesh.
Fireball.
No.
Right?
Use for the rotten flesh.
No.
Every rotten item. Flesh. So ice would give you essence of water and cold. Or
Have you heard of Thaumcraft before?
Yes, I have. I played and it's all just research.
Can actually
not really
do different
adventuring.
Things. Oh, well, so you went like an adventure mode too?
Yeah, because it's just all gathering items. And yeah, I've played Thaumcraft. I find it a lot of fun.
Good.
Thaum. Are you going to Minecon, by the way?
I was planning on... I was really close to getting tickets right when it kicked me out, and then they all just went by so fast. I didn't like their system this year.
Yeah, that's true. You can always look out for our candy van. We'll be parked up.
Oh, God.
What?
No.
Oh, is that not a real thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
His parents have taught him better.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Well, okay.
Okay.
Well, Jake, thank you so much for calling in and listening to the show.
Yeah.
Can you say bye to everyone?
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Jake.
Bye.
Have fun with the cake.
Yeah.
Wait, that sounds weird.
It rhymed.
Yeah, it does rhyme. It does rhyme. Okay, so wait, we already tried.
What's next
bit, I think. I was trying to get Ducky on.
Yeah, the chat room really wanted him on.
Oh yeah, Ducker.
And he was this is kind of this is kind of funny. So, his name doesn't come up as Ducky in here, and that he was one of the guys who kept calling, and so he kept getting pushed to the top of the list.
Yeah.
So now maybe he's annoyed from trying to call him too many times. Like it done, but
angry.
We're trying.
Anger. Who guess who we have?
Hi.
Bitburner!
Oh my goodness.
What's up, you can't you stand sexy just shaft guys?
One word. Peaches.
We love this guy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
So what you up to?
Love this guy.
What you up to, Biddy?
What you up to, Bibber?
Oh, man. I'm just hanging out on a Friday night watching The Shaft.
Getting
that sounds sexy. I'm in that mood. I don't know why. I think it was the opening bit.
We get lots of people in the mood, or so I hear.
That's right. We make them all cry too.
Yeah, they cry and, yeah. And they come up with terrible ideas for things that should be in Minecraft.
You're right. All the feels.
All kinds of feels up in here.
So let's get serious for a second, though. Let's take it down a notch.
I'm super serious.
All right.
When are they going to add poop blocks?
Poop blocks. That's a serious topic.
They already have.
Like seriously in the game.
No, I mean, I'm being serious too. They added them a long time ago, but unfortunately the only way you could get them was from Herobrine, and he was removed from the game.
Oh no.
Oh.
That makes total sense.
So
okay, let's bring the mood back up.
Yeah. All right.
There you go.
Now that we solved that issue. Yeah. All right.
And saddles, being able to craft a freaking saddle, right?
Demanding.
Oh yeah, right.
I was getting kind of frustrated.
Yeah.
Ride a pig, man.
Like how about like horse maneuver?
Yeah, I can like go out and seek a saddle. It's like a whole freaking adventure across, you know, you gotta go across biomes and stuff and just hope you might find the saddle.
Yeah.
Find the saddle.
Yeah.
Listen for the rattle.
Absolutely.
I don't have the guitar. We're stuck with that. That's pretty much it.
It got weird again. Yeah.
You're weird. Why are you calling me weird?
I just want horse manure. Is that so wrong?
That's
poop
blocks.
You also want malaria.
Now, that's good. Now, that might work. It might be appropriate.
Yeah, to build bombs.
With fertilizer. And ooh, you could add it to, you know, like kind of like TNT.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Too destructive?
I don't know. I'm not about it.
No? Yeah.
So, Bit, you're full of terrible ideas. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, I suck. Pretty bad at it. Girls school me all the time. It's so terrible. I started playing a lot again, and I have to look up everything. It's so terrible. Like simple stuff.
Did you have to look up how to make a lever? You did, didn't you?
Just any stupid thing. I just have to look it up. It's been too long. When you manage for so long, it's so weird actually playing.
Yeah.
I feel you.
All the feels.
Yep.
All kinds of feels.
So
but
get,
it's so much fun. You should always do that.
Yeah. So let's get rid of this guy. Is there somebody else we can...
Let's get rid of this guy. Yeah.
He's such a downer. He brought the show down. Well, he specifically said, I want to bring the show down. What kind of craziness is that?
But he has the power to bring it back up. Use the power for good.
Yeah.
Well, in the background, I've still been trying to get Ducky on. So we're working on Ducky. Maybe he's AFK.
Yeah.
Or something.
Sasha Varel, I think, wants to talk to us.
Yeah, Sasha.
A man with the most beautiful voice on the internet.
Yes, he does. Yeah. Generic B is in here, too. Ant Venom's still in
Jenny
here.
Jenny B's around?
Yeah, he is.
Jenny B's here. Yeah, he was wiggling in the chat.
And, you know, we're talking about his awesome singing earlier. I think we talk about his awesome singing every episode. Yep.
And his beautiful face and his drunk live stream with Patience.
Oh yeah,
this is turning into a weird episode.
This is,
I mean, a good episode.
Yeah, but it's very long.
Yeah.
Do we have that sexy voice from the Minecraft forums?
I heard somebody say long, and I was immediately aroused.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What's up, Sasha Varel?
The man.
What's going on?
The myth.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for putting our video up on the front page. We appreciate
that. Dude,
that
was awesome. I love Star Wars Minecraft videos.
Very cool.
Cool, thanks.
Yeah, that helped us out a ton.
Also, Eric, congrats on that song. Also amazing.
Thank you.
We're
awesome.
Beautiful song. We're big fans of it. Like, it got stuck in my head for a week. That's all.
Do you guys know who made the song? Can I get their autograph?
Yes. Unfortunately, he doesn't sign autographs without...
He's off taking a pee break right now.
No, something weird. Like that.
I have his autograph on a T-shirt.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Exclusive.
That's weird.
It's going to end up on eBay.
Sleep with it on my pillow.
Whoa.
Nice. That's really weird.
That's okay. That's okay. You know that poster? It's on my ceiling.
The only one who has that poster, Wes.
You say that now. So, Sasha, what do we got to do to get you POC next year?
To
play on Con. You need to come play on Con next year.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, that'd be awesome. I heard that was really, really fun this year.
It was a good time.
Or there's a bunch of liars. It's one or the other.
One or the other.
You got to figure it out.
So we also got Clyde Frog on the line here.
Oh, nice.
The other sexiest voice in all of Minecraft.
Yes.
Maybe y'all can have a sexy voice off.
Voice off.
How would you do that, a sexy voice off?
I don't know.
Hey, it's Clyde Frog.
How's it going?
Hey.
Pretty good. How you doing?
Howdy. I'm good. How are you?
Are we doing better now?
Yeah. Mark had fun at Minecon.
Yes.
Clyde Frog.
That was fun. Lots of games to be played.
Indeed.
Lots of accents to be done. it was much fun.
We're still trying to get Ducky on the line. Okay. Cheddar, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello, Cheddar Face.
Is there anything you would like to say to Wes Wilson?
Oh, there are many things I would like to say to Wes Wilson, but most of them cannot be aired.
Oh, you.
Oh, me.
So awesome and awkward.
I think I'm
lucky.
Would that be awkward?
I dream about you every night, Wes.
Now, Cheddarface bought me a birthday present.
I did, and you haven't even played it.
I haven't.
Are you wearing it right now? No. Oh, it's not close. Oh, okay.
Or is Cheddarface wearing it?
Yes. He brought
I'm
me
not
a Prince,
at liberty to say.
He brought me a Prince Albert copy of Blood Dragon.
Is it in a can?
It is. I got flushed for a minute. I was like, wait, what?
Yes.
By our definition, you have a dirty mind.
Thunderwear.
No, I really am excited to play it, but it's just one of these things I haven't been playing much of anything lately.
Sure.
I haven't. You can see what I play in Steam. What am I playing?
You're playing The Witcher.
Exactly.
I watch you on Steam. Are you kidding?
That's just a little creepy.
And now you were supposed to come to POC, and you had to work.
Right? I was, and then things and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Stupid frickin' stuff and things.
Frickin' stuff.
Are you going to go to Minecon?
Probably not.
Oh.
I don't have the $3,000 to buy the ticket on eBay or
that's
whatever.
All right. You don't have to. You don't have a ticket to Minecon to go hang out in the van down by the river.
Yeah.
I
want to be in that van down by the river. Oh, hi.
That's Aunt Venom.
I joined
there.
With Van down by the river.
Aunt Venom.
Yes.
And that's my girlfriend, Grailmore, as you may know
hi.
By.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello, Lauren and Venom. Welcome to the call.
That's my girlfriend, Wes Wilson.
I'm sorry.
Oh, jeez. I tried to get him, but then I wound up hooking up with Rachel, so. But Wes, you were my first choice there.
That's good.
Until I met her, so that's I'm just good. Saying. Too late now.
It's all right.
Yeah, I was at POC. You just didn't check the bushes by the pool.
Oh, he was checking bushes by the pool.
That joke is credit to High on Definition, by the way. I'm just reading what he says in the Twitch chat.
That's always
I'm not
wise.
A funny person.
You can always get good jokes by reading deaf stuff.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but the difference is I credit them.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. We don't ever do that.
Yeah.
Well, did you have any questions for Wes while you're here, Cheddar?
I actually wanted to just kind of read off a list of some of the cool people that play on the Shaftlands because you guys don't give that server nearly enough love on the show, and it's pretty cool.
Okay.
Do it.
So there is the Raffle Master, there is SRJ26, Zanman1, RPGamer99, who's doing a fantastic job of adminning, just so you know, Brent.
He is.
Random Inuyasha is probably the best moderator the world has ever seen. Wes Wilson is pretty cool. Seen him a couple times.
I come on sometimes.
Cool. Yeah, I gave you some stuff in your house, by the way.
Sweet. I'll go check it out.
I'll steal it.
Bull Shark Wizard. Chatting with him is pretty neat. B-Ball Man, something, something, numbers. Not quite sure. He's pretty cool.
That guy.
98, one of the recently promoted moderators. He was a mod before. He's pretty cool. Buru Su Tazu, probably butchered that. God. Probably butchered that.
It's not as easy as it sounds, is it?
He's played like 3 trillion hours on there or something. Narwhal, 1998, done some cool stuff. He gave me some fuel to make him something, and then all that fuel got stolen. Jack Meekins, I hate you.
Don't get on Cheddar's bad side.
Dill Osmond, who up until 3 days ago I read as Dill Osmond because I didn't realize that I'm just not very bright, I guess. And then there is Brendan 10276902108675 on. I don't know his number. I don't know.
8675309.
Yeah, that's it. Jenny. He's doing those competitions with the diamonds and the things for Zanman's freaking awesome PvP arena. So
yeah,
you all need to go check out the Shaftlands because that place is hopping and thriving. And I have a pink and sparkly name.
Nice.
Your name is Pink and Sparkly.
You won me at Pink and Sparkles.
Take that.
And while we're talking about
that's not the first
the
time
Shaftlands,
you told me that.
I do want to give out RP Gamer wanted to give out some shout outs. We do have new moderators, Zanman and LC98. So thank you guys for joining the team. Yay.
And next week you'll be able to announce new modder Cheddarface, right?
That's up to RP Gamer. You need to cozy up with him.
Yeah.
And last but not least, Random Inuyasha, John Maz, and Exilander. Thanks for the great help on the server.
Yeah.
RP Gamer wanted me to shout that out for you guys. So thank you all for the great help y'all are on the server.
Yeah, Random's been building Watery Skies, and that's an amazing build. You have to check that out when you have a chance, because she must have mined out like 8 trillion blocks of dirt. I can't even comprehend. And stone. Probably.
Cool.
Very cool.
I say I'm helping her mine that, but I'm really just going in there and taking all the ores. So
all the
I'd be
ores.
The kind of person who would like I'd mine some, hide myself in like an area underground and just world it at a large section and then just kind of wait for them to show up, be like, I mined all this, yay.
It's now all mine.
What I did.
Well, thank you, Cheddarface. It was good talking
you're welcome.
With you.
And this just in, Zanman1 has evidently banned Jack Meekins, the guy that stole all my fuel, so thanks.
Hey, Ben.
Take that.
Justice is served.
Jack Meekins, if that's your real name.
He just got jacked.
What a lovely pun.
Isn't that the second time you've used that?
That's okay.
I wonder what Notch would have to say about this.
No. Listen, somebody tweeted him already that said I wanted to punch him in the throat, and I had to do PR damage. I like this game. I don't want my account to show up missing.
Like I said, you're fine.
Just one day it's gone. You try and sign it up. It's already taken.
It would just, for a week, they'd be like, where's Ari? And someone would find me in the corner just crying.
So if you don't want to punch him in the throat, where do you want to punch him?
I want to hug him.
You want to
punch him in the money hat.
Punch him?
With your hands?
I don't know.
With your hands.
I just. There's going to be like, I'm going to walk into MineCon and there's going to be like security just like surrounding me. It's bad
so
enough I'm on a TSA watch
him.
List. I don't want to be on the MineCon watch list. Jesus.
You want to throat punch him and then hug him as like an I'm sorry type thing. There we go. We got this.
As he gurgles his last
breath. Oh, this just turns south. Nothing but love for not.
This is what happens when you get 11
his
people
throat
in a room.
Caves in when I punch
him. I'm good at heel flipping competition. How do you not know I'm violent?
Punch him in the money head.
You punch him in the throat.
How long have you wanted to punch him in the throat?
I don't want to punch him in the throat. I want to love him.
Absolutely.
This is going so wrong.
Okay, so yeah, maybe we should reel this in just a tad.
Reel it in.
Cheddar, thanks for calling in. Wes
no
loves you.
Love you guys. And also Eric and Brent.
Yay.
Yay. You are much loved.
We love you too.
All right,
see you guys.
See you,
Cheddar.
Bye.
Cheddar face.
Okay.
True story. I once tried to get Notch to let me wear his hat when we were at Minecon 2011, this like random lunch thing that was going on. And I asked him, it's like, can I wear your hat? He's like, no, my head's too sweaty. I'm like, can I touch your hat? And he's like, okay, fine, go ahead. So I touched Notch's hat, and that is like a very glorious thing to me to this day.
I asked him the same thing about his butt.
Did you wash your hand ever again?
Well, I had to go for like, you know, I went for like a month or two, and then I just couldn't anymore. No, not really. But I thought about it. I considered it. I thought about it for that moment. I'm like, should I ever wash this hand again? But it was Vegas, so I kind of had to.
Then it started smelling.
After Vegas, you need to wash everything.
Yeah, definitely.
The air itself is dirty there.
Yeah. I never thought to ask him to touch his hat, though. But yeah, Wes,
it's
you said...
wear it all the time.
You asked him to...
I asked to touch his butt.
And he said...
Absolutely
you
not.
You did it, Wes. There's a difference.
That's not what happened.
Ho-pow!
That's not what happened?
No.
No?
Said, best idea ever. That's what he said.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
Aztec's online now, too.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Hello,
wait.
Everyone.
Aztec! Hey,
hello. Behold, an Aztec consulting has arrived.
Greetings.
Yeah, this is odd.
It's a party.
Yeah, we were at housekeeping, and all suddenly
it's like a dead workers party.
Yeah, it is.
Hey.
It's a room 13 party.
Speaking of, while we're in the housekeeping, knock on something, Wes. Pretend you're a maid.
Housekeeping.
Hey.
Housekeeping.
Who's home? Who's here?
Housekeeping. You want towel?
No.
You want me for pillow? Fluffy pillow.
We got a lot of maids this week. That's awesome.
My name's Matilda. I need more lemon pledge.
All right, all you maids, get to work. This place
biscuit
is dirty.
For pillow.
Biscuits and gravy. Yeah, clean up the gravy off the pillow and leave the biscuits.
Oh, wait. Mustard on there.
Oh, no,
that's not mustard. No. So, speaking of dead workers, party, October, I think 11th and 12th, first weekend in October, it's Columbus Day weekend. We'll be having basically a LAN party here. So if you're bored and want to show up and have fun, come on down. You can see more at deadworkers.com under events, dead workers party. Come join us. It'll be fun.
Yes.
And it's free. Like besides you haven't got your room.
It's not free for some of us.
Right, it's not free for the trip or the but we're not gonna charge anything to get in the door.
That's true.
Yeah.
So hopefully you all can make it. Anybody else have any housekeeping? What's we haven't really talked to Ann. You've gotten on the line. What you have going on right now?
Nothing too much. I've been working on some random redstone stuff as of lately. Thinking about, you know, maybe doing another big project or something, but I have no confirmed ideas or anything right now. It's on my mind right now. That's all I can say.
Ah.
So, yeah.
On the mind.
On the mind.
Yeah. That's like and all I could say, because if I even confirmed the one idea that I have, everyone would expect it, and that would just be awful. And yeah, it's like considering that nothing has been started yet, I don't want to give anything away. So yeah.
That's a good idea.
They tell all the secrets. You probably shouldn't tell them.
Well,
yeah, this is true. I mean, there are like 140 people there. Word would spread fast, and everyone would just be like, "And when is it coming out?" And I'll be like, "I haven't started it yet, guys." Yeah. And 8 months later, everyone will be disappointed. So I'm just not going to say anything yet.
That's a wise move.
Very wise.
But then when you do have to announce something, what are you going to do?
See, the thing is, though, I wouldn't want to release anything right now because the wonderful video known as Minecraft's End recently came out, and like, geez, that would trump any trump anything
point.
That I got
That's
going
good point.
On.
You're
I
a smart
wanna,
man. It's a bad time to release
with that.
To release hits.
Release
you're up against a juggernaut.
A juggernaut. That 80, is the universe.
With 80,000 views on it. Can you believe it?
It was a good song, I'll I'm say. Just saying.
Thanks.
Very good song.
Okay. So, anybody else got anything going on? Any housekeeping?
I'm trying to remember. Had I done that Xbox Weeble video when I was on here last?
I don't believe so.
No.
No?
Wait.
Oh, you guys haven't seen that?
No, I don't think so.
Wait, no. I think you mentioned something about it, but I can't remember what it is now.
That it was about to come out?
Yeah, I think I might have come to think of it, yeah.
Xbox Weeble?
No. Well, Mr. Weeble, are you familiar with him?
Yeah.
No.
Look at my horse, Badger.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kenya.
Yeah, okay.
I did a video with him a few months back, which was making fun of the Xbox One's presentation.
Oh.
Here, I'll just... There you go.
But I've done a lot of little side projects with him since that haven't been posted yet. They're still being animated. But it's really exciting working with him because he's just a fun guy to work with.
Wow, that's
brilliant. I have loved Weeble for, has he been doing stuff for about a decade now?
Yeah, about at least that long.
I mean, oh my God. I knew him like before Badger, Badger, Badger.
Oh, yeah? What did he do?
I can't really. There was other stuff, but I can't think of it right now. But like, back in the day, I was all like, oh my God, Weeble is the best thing ever. And then like the YouTube videos would come up of Weeble stuff and it would just be one loop. And I'm like, no, that's not the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Weeble must be on eternal rewind. Must loop like, infinitely.
That was like back in like 2001 or something.
Something like that.
I mean, Badger was, yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
Yep.
Well,
love me cool. some Weeble.
Is that a creeper dress, Rachel?
That is cool.
Pork, it's so, the meat of
Grailmore, did Grailmore, did you make this dress? This dress is awesome. Showing it on the stream. It's a creeper dress.
That's really cool. Pretty. Actually, yeah. I bought it off of a site called Etsy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't have straps, and I don't really like strapless dresses, so I kind of sewed two random ribbons on it. So.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
It's like the coolest dress I think I've ever seen.
I'd wear that.
And she'll likely be wearing that to MindCon one of those days because she'll be going as well.
Nice.
So, another MindCon attendee in the call.
Nice. You're really going to terrify some poor people if you just walk up behind them and go.
It'll be my first convention, believe it or not.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all need.
I don't know what to expect.
You should come to PlayOnCon next year. It's a much better convention.
Yeah, much better.
Well, I mean, it's not. I'll take that back. I'll take that back.
He's taking it back.
This is what I like about PlayOnCon, okay? I feel like it's much more intimate, and I feel like there's more weird things to do.
Yeah.
I'll vouch for that.
Fair enough.
He's vouching.
So.
And speaking of, Lydia will be on the show next week, and we'll be able to talk to her about how her con sucks compared to Pog. Aztec, have you tweeted about this yet?
I have not yet. This is the first I've heard about it. So. Hang on. Let me switch over to it. This just in.
Yes.
Oh, great things coming for Pog now.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks.
Wait, y'all are trying to get some, like, Lydia there next year, right?
Huh? No.
And Puck.
I'm sure she'll be happy to do that.
Yeah.
So she's on the show next week, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll be on, we'll be doing it on Sunday instead of Friday to accommodate her schedule. She was going to be on this week, but apparently she had business and stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Scones.
Business Sunday. And stuff. Yeah.
And Sunday scones. The 17th? Nope. Sunday the 18th.
So everyone right. Be there. Yeah, I don't know what else to say.
It'll be a big old party.
I'm speechless.
I wonder, should we be wrapping this episode down somewhat?
Indeed.
Somewhere? I think so. I do got one question, one ending question for the chat. Actually kind of random because I've been enjoying it. Who in the chat there, or of anyone in this call, has been enjoying the old school versions of Minecraft since Dinnerbone has implemented those into the game? Like, have you guys been enjoying those? If so, which version of Minecraft did you start on? Yeah, just to get a little bit of chatter going in the chat before the end of the stream.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
1.2?
First version I remember playing was the one right before beta started.
1.3? Yep, Alpha 1.2.3_04. I actually remember the exact version.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, I started playing right before the October update.
See, I wish I'd been around for that. Like,
when he added the minecarts, right after he added the minecarts. In fact, that's what got me kind of interested.
Oh, was it that like one roller coaster video that was featured on the website for a little while there? And like everyone was confused as to why at the time it was the most viewed Minecraft video. And like these days people look at it and they're like, what is this? This is stupid. Like nobody looks at the fact that it was posted by Notch like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, no, more than two. Way more than 3 years ago.
Yeah, I remember what was going on when I watched it too. It's like, what is this? What, you know, because I really wasn't into it at all. I just was looking at this and like, okay, how did he make this? And
I think that's how everyone's Minecraft story is. They resent it until they try it and then they fall in love with it. I think that's like that makes up some of the best Minecraft stories.
Yeah.
That's Brent's story.
Yeah. I played it, died from a creeper, and then didn't play it again until I saw a Paul Source video that showed punching a tree and crafting, and my jaw hit the floor, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is awesome.
See, I was one of the kind of people who watched an LP. Like, I played it for like a few minutes just to see the game, and then I watched like 19 episodes of X's Adventures in Minecraft. And I eventually did an interview with him. Oh my god, that was a great moment. Just felt like saying that. and then I started playing it for myself, and that it was an amazing experience.
Cool.
Nice.
I'm inspired.
Yeah,
I feel like I should go play.
I
feel like I should go play this great game now.
Yeah, we should all go play this great game of Minecraft. Like, yeah, that sounds like a really good game.
Yeah,
what's Minecraft?
Let me take you on an adventure, my friend.
That EverQuest
magical
next
land of Minecraft. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to try going back to an older version. That might fix some of my frustrations.
Yeah,
you can go back to when it was called Cave Game and actually like. The way it's programmed, no, seriously, you spawn in like this flat world that has nothing except for a bunch of Steves running around flailing their arms, and you can't even exit out of the game. You have to force quit out of it. Like, it's that buggy, but it's just fun to just see where it started. You can even see, like, if anyone ever watched the old school cave game video Notch released, it has that kind of cobblestone in it, and it's funny.
Nice.
I just felt like throwing that out there.
There you have it.
There it is.
That's the end of the show.
And we'll see you.
So long, brothers.
Thank you. Good night.
Everybody say bye. Bye. Ready? Bye.
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 And thank you all.
Congratulations. You made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network. A day without the shaft is like a day without sunshine.